Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ, our guest is a friend of mine by the name of Cody Custer, the 1992 world champion bull rider in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Hello, Cody.
Good to be here.
It is a good day. It's fun to run across you. Cody and I had rodeoed many years, and we had crossed paths so many times. And Cody, for those of the that are listening that don't know you, tell us a little bit the sports statistics of Cody Custer, Wickenburg, Arizona. National finals, PBR finals, world titles.
I was a rookie of the year in 1985, which was a pretty awesome year. That's the first year the national finals went to Las Vegas. So I kind of came in on as the sport was really booming and got to be a part of it. I qualified for the national finals in 87, and I continued to 5 years in a row there. I qualified for the national finals. Ended up winning the world in 92, quit rodeoing in 2000, and just focused on the PBR where I could be home during the week with my family. Aaron, my oldest boy, was born in 93, and then Lacey was born in 94, and then Brett came along in 98. So I just became a family man more than a rodeo man, but the PBR really put me in a position where I could provide for my family and be home during the middle of the week. So it was good that way.
So you were in the transition of bull riders going from rodeo to the PBR. Were you one of the guys in the motel room that threw the $1,000 on the bed? Tell us that story and where that has taken the world of bull riding today.
Basically, when we got together and we figured out that, you know, sticking together and power and numbers, that people would listen to us as a group. So we got together, and it was in Scottsdale, Arizona, April of 1992. We all wrote a check for $1,000 to get this thing started. We really didn't know much other than we rode bulls good, and we wanted to build something for ourselves, and we wanted to build something for the future. You know, looking back on it, I don't think any one of us was really understanding what it would be in 2015, you know. These guys are millionaires over riding bulls, and, you know, that's good and that's bad. It's a two-edged sword. It can be good to some guys and bad to other guys, but...
How many of you were in the motel room, and what motel was it?
I don't know. I remember what motel it was, but... If I remember correctly, there was 13 of us that were at the meeting, and then ended up being I think 22 guys were the initial guys.
So you started with $22,000 in 1992 in a motel room in Scottsdale, Arizona.
The one thing I think that we as the PBR and guys that started it could do is maybe educate people a little bit better, because there's a lot of misconception about how the animals are treated and stuff like that, and it's not, you know, it's all bogus stuff. We treat them really good, and, you know, those guys that own the bulls, they make money, you know, they make a lot of money on them, and some of them just love their bulls. They're like pets, you know, or part of the family. So a lot of people have gotten into the sport that don't really understand it from both sides. People that are raising bulls, people that are bringing their kids in, they don't really understand the nature of the sport and how to raise these kids up in a proper way. And so I'm outspoken about really keeping livestock under these boys that will help them develop and grow and step the ladder and not get in over their heads. Number one, bull riding, you've got to be able to have confidence. If you don't have confidence going into anything in life, you're going to have a harder time succeeding.
That's words of our champion, Cody Custer, originally from Wickenburg, Arizona, now in Elk City, Oklahoma, a world champion bull rider in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, one of the originators of the professional bull riders. Cody, it's so fun to see you as a friend. And thank you very much for sharing your heart and championships with us.
Yeah, good to see you, Randy. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company. Handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.